This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Fierce fighting is reported today in Fallujah as the U.S.-led operation to clear the Iraqi city of insurgents continues. American troops went on the offensive as militants tried to break out of where they've been holed up in southern Fallujah. Fighting was also reported in the north and east of the city. The U.S. military is reporting 600 insurgents have been killed in 5 days of fighting, along with 18 Americans and 5 Iraqi soldiers. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Baghdad. Philip, it sounds like Fallujah is not yet under control.
Well, U.S. Marines are indeed pushing south and trying to corner the remaining insurgents, so it's not fully under control, and they're doing that with the help of airstrikes. It's reported late yesterday a group of these insurgents tried to break out of the security cordon to the south and the east of the city, but they were pushed back. The strategy generally appears to be to try to choke them off, and there are large numbers of U.S. and Iraqi forces in the north and east, and in the west there's the Euphrates River, so the idea is just to bottle them up and then capture or kill them. Reuters embedded correspondents reporting also that a fierce battle between U.S. forces and insurgents has broken out near a mosque in Fallujah's Jalan district. Now, insurgents there hadn't put up any significant resistance. It's a militant stronghold, but they haven't put up significant resistance for more than 24 hours. So that's a new development.
The U.S. has been releasing figures on insurgent and soldier deaths. What about civilian casualties in Fallujah? What do you know about that?
We simply don't know what the civilian toll is. Iraqi humanitarian aid groups are expressing increasing concern, actually, about the plight of civilians inside the city and over whether they're getting access to medical treatment. There are unconfirmed reports that several of their clinics have been bombed, and so there is concern about what the wounded would do. Residents are also saying there's no water and very little food, but we're just not sure how many even stayed in Fallujah. Reports have suggested the streets are completely deserted except for fighters.
And elsewhere in Iraq, attacks continue. Several days of clashes in the northern city of Mosul. What news do you have from there?
Several thousand U.S. and Iraqi forces moved into Mosul yesterday after police stations were overrun and ransacked. And the majority of the Iraqi police force there, who number some 13,000 if you count auxiliaries, abandoned their posts. Now, the U.S. military says today the situation in the city is fluid, which suggests it's not completely under control, but it was, they say, calm overnight. We're also getting reports today about clashes between insurgents and Iraqi forces in northern Baghdad in the Sunni district of Adamir. And we're also beginning to get a clearer picture of just the scale of the rise in violence in Iraq, which coincided with the Fallujah operation. As you know, every day for months, insurgents have been conducting dozens of roadside bombs and mounting other small-scale attacks with firearms and rocket-propelled grenades and so on. And we now know that in the Baghdad area on Wednesday, these doubled in number to more than 40 in a 24-hour period.
And there's now a report that an American has been kidnapped in Baghdad. What can you tell us about that?
Al Jazeera TV is airing a video showing what the station says is an American contractor of Lebanese origin who's held hostage in Iraq. It shows him carrying a U.S. passport and an identification card with the name Dean Sadik on it, and it's describing him as a manager at Baghdad Airport. He's the latest victim of a wave of abductions, and that's also included relatives of the interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi, the cousin of his and the cousin's wife and their daughter, who were seized by armed men in Baghdad Tuesday, and we've had no news of their fate so far.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.